Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:46, 14 before 9. Jeremy Alford, our friend, joins us, editor and publisher of La Politics. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine.
Is there any way that the Republicans, and I'm not trying to knock the Republicans, I'm just trying to analyze what happened here, that those that were in favor of the veto override session, any way you could call this anything but just a sheer and abject failure?
Well, you know, the Speaker of the House on Monday said that he was 100% sure the vote was coming in. At the very least, it's an embarrassment. Representative Richard Nelson flew in from Croatia and ended an overseas vacation to be there. Representative Barbara Freiberg left her treatment at MD Anderson in Texas to be there to vote. I think Republicans did everything they possibly could to make this happen, including threats and promises, and it just wasn't there. That's one way to look at it. The other side of the story, according to the House Speaker, is that it was a success and that it set a precedent that veto sessions should be part of the norm moving forward. You know, then, of course, you have the governor's side of all this. The governor had a very strong press conference after the veto session, noting that he didn't ask for this session. He got the result that he wanted all along. But this certainly sets up a tone for not only redistricting, but also just future sessions.
What did it turn on, Jeremy, if you had to? And I guess we can start with the anti-transgender bill first. I know Royce DuPlessis gave a pretty interesting speech in that. And for those that didn't see it, he said, look, come on, let's be real. We all love our daughters. If our daughters were in any way threatened about this, we would all be, and I'm paraphrasing here, climbing over each other to defend them, and that's not what this is about. Was that a turning moment, or was it all about what happened behind the scenes?
You know, I think Representative DuPlessis did capture a moment and became a voice for the opposition. Part of that was because debate on the bill was cut short, or debate on the veto letter, rather, was cut short. He was one of the only, if not the only, I believe, opposing voice that was allowed to speak. I'm not sure it influenced the vote one way or the other. I think lawmakers had enough pressure being put on them from outside the rails mainly, but also inside the rails from their colleagues. You know, I think we discussed, one lawmaker told me, that a longtime lawmaker told me that he hasn't felt this much pressure since the pay raise vote during the general years, which truly was a circus.
Wow.
And I had another longtime lawmaker tell me yesterday that when that vote was announced, that the failed vote on the transgender athletes bill, you could have heard a pin drop. And he remarked that he hasn't heard the chamber that quiet since Mother Teresa visited. And it made me laugh. And there was some just like that heft to what was happening yesterday.
I thought it was an extraordinary thing. We'll pick it up here when we come back and look forward. And to me, my take would be, and you know a lot more about this than I do, Jeremy, but I think the governor's biceps got a lot bigger, and I think they wound up empowering the governor is what they did. And I'll see what you think when we come back. 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:53 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, July 22nd. Glad you're with us, and we're glad Jeremy Alford's with us, editor and publisher of La Politics. The veto override session didn't take long, and it didn't achieve much for those that voted to have it. Did this wind up empowering the governor, Jeremy? Because my take would be you made him stronger if you were trying to make him weaker.
Yeah, and technically the session didn't achieve anything, because the goal of a veto session is to override vetoes, and absolutely none of that happened. I think you're right. I think that the governor, even in his second term and final term, walks away stronger from this than when he started. And the obvious thing to point to is redistricting. You know, the lawmaker, the governor, if he showed anything this week, is that he can protect his own vetoes. And that's important for redistricting. That suggests, at least to Democrats, that they're going to have a little more influence than people think, that maps are going to have to be pre-approved by the governor unless lawmakers want to face another veto fight. You know, that's kind of the landscape moving forward. I did talk to John Stefanski. He's going to be the chairman of the committee overseeing redistricting next year, and asked him what he thought about that analysis. And he said that he disagreed with it. He told me that every vote and every issue is different, and this is no exception.
I'm just wondering how it fell apart so quickly and how they could have been so wrong going into this. Go ahead.
So, I mean, we discussed the math, it always comes down to math. If you can count the votes, you can kind of get a picture of how things are going. And so we knew going into the session that, you know, to get into the session, lawmakers only had 69 votes to get into the session. They needed 70 to override a veto. So we knew all along it would be difficult for the House to get their votes together, that the Senate was in a better position to move that legislation. But it was that close of a vote. It came down to just, I think, three votes on the transgender related legislation, two votes on the gun bill. But Representative Ted James, who is the chairman of the Black Caucus, had a really funny tweet, I guess a week or two ago, saying that he was going to bring a few dozen eggs to the Capitol so he could put egg on people's face who thought that there would be a veto override. And I jokingly asked him yesterday afternoon, I was like, how many dozen did you bring, Ted? He goes, I almost didn't bring any because I didn't know this morning. I mean, the whole day, if you asked Democrats, they told you they had the votes. If you talked to Republicans, they told you that they had the votes, and it was just a razor thin margin there.
I guess what I don't get with the politics of this is, and I had some Republican legislators tell me that, you know, they didn't want to get caught up in all of this, that it was the state's got much bigger fish to fry than this, and that it was divisive, et cetera. So why didn't they just not vote for the veto override session? It seems as though the people at home, that they would have gotten away with that a lot easier than they would have taken a tough vote on an issue that meant a lot to people.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're asking, but
I guess what I'm saying is it would have been easier just to vote no to the session than to have the session happen and then be forced in a position where you didn't want to take the vote.
That's the thing is that to get into a veto session, it took a lower threshold. You don't need as many lawmakers as you need to override a bill. And the magic number in the House, even last term, is 70. If you can't get to 70, you can't pass taxes. You can't override vetoes. That's just the number you wanted to. I think many lawmakers tried to avoid a veto session. I think many lawmakers wanted to avoid a veto session. I think in the Senate, there are many warnings from high-ranking senators that this maybe we don't want to do this. There's some uncertainty here. But what happened was there was so much outside pressure. You got the Republican Party saying that they needed to do this. You've got outside money from the National Rifle Association, the Gun Rights Association, telling lawmakers if they don't override that, voters are going to remember this. Now, I think that the pressure was just too intense, and you got a lower threshold. It was easier to meet that threshold to go into the session than actually override.
So do either of these bills have any weight going in the next session, or is it all about redistricting?
So I think we will definitely see these issues again. As to when, I'm not sure. It could be next year, or it could be earlier than that. We do have a regular session coming up next year.
You think which one has more legs, the anti-transgender bill or the so-called constitutional carry?
I think both have already passed the legislature, and they'll pass again.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Jeremy, and your insight. And we'll talk to you again real soon. Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics. It had to be a wild ride yesterday in Baton Rouge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!